WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. In January, Democrats will take control of both houses of the General Assembly for the first time in more than a quarter century. And we have reaction to Tuesday's elections from both sides of the aisle. Meanwhile, the Shenandoah Valley and the Blue Ridge area remain pretty friendly territory for Republicans as GOP incumbents again beat back Democratic challengers in much of the WMRA area. And we meet a change agent coming to speak at this week's TEDx Charlottesville. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, November 6th. Democrats are promising swift action on a host of policy proposals now that they've taken control of the General Assembly for the first time in more than two decades. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope and Mallory Nopain have reaction from motivated Democrats and also Republicans who say they will be watching closely.
I'm Michael Pope in Richmond, where Democrats are celebrating taking control of the House of Delegates and the state Senate, putting them in control of both the executive and the legislative branches of government. Former House Democratic leader David Toscano says Democrats won on a number of issues.
We were speaking to people on the basis of the issues that they were concerned about, whether it was ERA or reasonable gun safety or investment in education. And we won because Donald Trump is very strongly disliked in the Commonwealth, and those two factors play to our advantage.
Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot here in Virginia, but he might as well have been, according to Democrats. Every Democrat here in Richmond says Democrats won because of the issues and because of the president. Here's Democratic delegate Mark Keem of Fairfax County.
Donald Trump is a gift that keeps on giving, and we thought after a year, people might say, okay, this is a backlash against Donald Trump. 2017, we showed a huge backlash. We figured 2018 is a matter of, we don't like what's going on nationally, so we'll send a message.
That's a message that includes education and the ERA and the minimum wage, all of which will receive renewed attention when Democrats take power. But gun control stands out among the rest. Here's Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney.
When you come to the General Assembly in a special session in July and you only stay 90 minutes, you can only muster 90 minutes. There's no way that you can keep your majority, and that's what happened today in November.
The Democrats may be celebrating now, but when they assemble in Richmond next year, they may be facing a bitter fight for who gets to be Speaker of the House. That could prompt a debate about what they want to do with the power now that they've got it. Reporting from Richmond, Michael Pope.
And I'm Mallory Nopain in Colonial Heights, where Republican Kirk Cox kept his seat but lost the House. Cox is Virginia's top Republican, and he's represented this district for 30 years. Speaking to supporters Tuesday night, he said he was able to hang on to a seat because of his grassroots support.
And so as a 30-year government teacher, my love is representative democracy. And if you think about it, for 400 years, this is where democracy started. To be a part of this and to continue to be a part of this.
But he'll continue in a different role. When the General Assembly reconvenes this January, he'll no longer be Speaker of the House. Cox shook hands with friends and volunteers, but he refused to take questions from reporters, leaving his own party early. In a statement sent out later, he said Republicans will work with Democrats where they can and, quote, speak out against overreaching policies when we must. Republican Frank McDaniel says he's excited to be represented by Cox still, but not excited about Democratic control of the legislature.
I think it's going to be bad news for gun control because gun control doesn't work.
Now, McDaniel says it's time for him and fellow Republicans to look forward to 2020. In Colonial Heights, I'm Mallory Nopain.
And Mallory has more on the GOP reaction. Republican Party leaders say they will work with Democrats where they can, but Shenandoah Valley Republican Todd Gilbert struck a defiant tone.
In a statement, Republican Senator Tommy Norman says his party will work across the aisle whenever consensus can be reached. Republican Speaker of the House Kirk Cox said something similar. But Republican Todd Gilbert, Virginia's House Majority Leader, struck a different tone. In a statement, he warned that Democrats will enact a, quote, extreme agenda now that they're in power. But Virginians seem to be ready for Democratic control, Their votes flipped at least 5 seats in the House and at least another 2 in the Senate, including competitive races in the Richmond suburbs, Northern Virginia, and Newport News. A couple close races outside Richmond may be headed for a recount. I'm Mallory Nopain.
While Democrats took the General Assembly for the first time in a quarter century, Republicans still hold sway in the Shenandoah Valley and the Blue Ridge area. Republican Chris Runyon won retiring Delegate Steve Landis's 25th district seat, so that will stay in GOP hands. Other Republican incumbents won re-election easily, including State Senators Mark Obenchain in the 26th and Emmett Hanger in the 24th. And GOP delegates Todd Gilbert and Tony Wilt won re-election by safe margins. In the 30th House District in Orange and Culpeper, Republican delegate Nick Freitas won re-election as a write-in candidate after failing to file paperwork on time to get his name on the ballot. Well, now let's hear voices of some of the voters and local polling officials who participated on Tuesday. WMRE's Randy B. Hagee reports from one polling station in Rockingham County.
Montezuma Hall sits on Route 257, a few miles west of Dayton. Today, it's a polling place for a steady stream of Rockingham County residents who are voting for their state senator, delegate, and county supervisor. Around 11 a.m., Precinct Chief William Callender said that 22% of the electorate had already come out.
It's been steady. Presidential elections always vote heavy. Some of the off-year elections are a little bit low. This one seems to be, it's very steady and been real good. We're happy with the turnout right now.
The sun was out in Montezuma as local residents, some conservative Mennonite and some not, filed in. I waited outside for about 40 minutes until one voter was willing to be interviewed.
I'm a citizen of the U.S., and it's a privilege that I thank the Lord for, and I try to vote every time there's an opportunity.
Steve Wingfield came out specifically to vote for Republican Chris Runyon for the Virginia House of Delegates 25th District seat.
He's a personal friend, and I've known him for years. We're in Rotary together, and I think he's going to make a great candidate.
Bill Kiger, who's running unopposed for the Rockingham County Board of Supervisors today, was out in the parking lot handing out sample Republican ballots. He's served on the board for 32 years, but has been volunteering for the Republican Party for close to 40 years.
I taught government for 30 years in the public school system, so I understand the importance of the enfranchisement of voting.
Randy also checked in with another polling station in the city of Harrisonburg.
It was still overcast and chilly just after 10 this morning at Thomas Harrison Middle School in Harrisonburg as a light stream of people filed in to vote in the Blue Streak Bistro cafeteria. For an off-year election, officials agree that the turnout was unusually good. Margie Greenfield is a precinct chief for the Democratic Party.
I'm guessing it's just the tenor of politics right now, and people are just feeling the need to have a say. On an off-year election, we very seldom have lines during the day, and we've had a few lines, not long lines.
Her colleague, Republican Precinct Chief Tom Lord, said the pace has been steady throughout the morning.
120 per hour. It's going well. That's all I can say.
Edwin Yoder visited the polls this morning to vote for Democratic candidates Brent Finnegan for the House of Delegates in the 26th District and April Moore for the 26th District State Senate seat. Both are challenging incumbents.
I think it's a pretty important time. I just hope for our division in the country to be healed and I take my civic responsibilities seriously.
Tom Sawin said he's an independent, but he also came out to vote for the Democrats today.
Only because I'm rebelling against Republican stupidness. We need to have change. If Trump is reelected, he will make America horrible, and it's already going very strongly that direction.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
And WMRA's All Things Considered host Kimberly Daggy talked to a few people at her polling place in Augusta County.
Chaz Weaver, I'm an election chief of the Sharando precinct.
And how has voter turnout been today?
I think it's pretty good this year. A lot of local races this year, and it's definitely more than you see in a primary, certainly less than you see in a national presidential election, but I'd say we've been pretty steady all morning, and we're one of the smaller precincts, but turnout seems to be pretty good today.
Heidi Brown is the assistant chief at Sharando and a student at Liberty University.
I think they're really excited to be out here and taking part in this and voting. We've seen quite a crowd. We've had a steady run, and for the weather, I think that's part of the reason. Plus, everybody wants to just get out here and vote.
What is this experience like for you, working an election?
Actually, I love it. I get to meet people and hear, you know, what they say about the elections, why they want to do it and everything. I'm a criminal justice major, so that was what brought me out here to begin with. So, and I love it. People I work with, it's great.
Corey Clark is volunteering on behalf of a candidate for Augusta County School Board.
First time ever volunteering to do anything like this. I always vote, but this is a good time volunteering. And I'm here on behalf of Tom Goforth. He's a ready candidate, and we're all just out stumping for him.
Sonia Schaefer-Willing was on her way to vote when she talked about why she is at the polls today.
As a citizen of the country, as a citizen of the area, the county, to try to make a difference, choose those who would help us rather than go against us. And I want this one to grow up knowing how important it is.
Do you vote in every election?
I do. And I don't mind saying I vote democratically.
Do you feel like you are an anomaly in this area?
I do, unfortunately. And I'm kind of sad about it, but there's really not much to be done about it. When people make up their minds, they make up their minds.
Polls are open until 7 o'clock this evening. For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy.
Finally today, TEDx Charlottesville happens Friday at the Paramount Theater. One of the featured speakers is Dr. Gail Christopher, an award-winning social change agent and former senior advisor and vice president of the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. In August 2017, Dr. Christopher launched the Entianu Center for Healing and Nature. She talked with WMRE's Chris Boros, who asked her about that center.
It's been a lifelong commitment of mine to memorialize my firstborn child. Her name was Entianu, and she died in infancy. And it was really her loss that started my career, my search for answers to health and well-being and holistic healing. And here at the center, we train people and give them the skills and capacities to go back to their communities and do racial healing circles and racial healing work.
What happens in a racial healing circle?
What happens is that people from very diverse backgrounds and beliefs and experiences, they come together for several hours and they pair up with people who are different from themselves as well as do work in the circle itself. But they hear authentic stories that are prompted by questions. There's built into the design this focus on our common humanity. So people come out of the experience with a deeper, heartfelt connection to one another.
Was it hard for you to leave such a prominent organization like the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and, you know, start something on your own? I can't imagine that was easy.
Well, you know, I feel I was privileged to be within the foundation, to be in a position to influence the distribution of literally over $1 billion in resources for social programs and social good. But I really wanted to focus on giving people the skills and capacities on writing, and I delivered over 70 keynote addresses since I left the foundation. And I felt it was time for me to focus my energy on delivering that message and helping to build the capacity of others to do the same.
And when you were at W.K. Kellogg, you were the architect for something called Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Effort for America.
Yes.
What is that all about? Is that still going on? And how does that relate to the work you're doing now?
Yes, it is an American adaptation of the globally recognized truth and reconciliation process. So we recognized that our country had never done that as a nation. And so it was time for us to really do this work of telling the truth. And then we have to transform fundamentally our perceptions of one another. And then we have to transform the society to reflect that change in our belief system.
How do you change someone's belief system?
It's not easy, but you have to move past denial that you have this crazy belief, and we all do. You cannot be a part of American society and not at some level have these racial hierarchy-based biases. So the first step is overcoming denial of that fact, and then dealing with the consequences of that fact, and ultimately it's the feelings. The real work of changing beliefs, it's work of addressing what we fear and also enhancing our capacity to extend love and compassion and empathy.
You'll be in Virginia for the TEDx Charlottesville event. I'm wondering, what can we expect from your talk?
Well, Well, you've heard a lot of it already, questions that you asked, but I'll probably tell a little more of the personal journey. You know, you sort of intertwine that into your talk, but I am going to talk about racial healing, and I'm going to put out a call for action. If we're going to realize our aspiration of democracy, we have to realize the barrier to that is this legacy of a belief in a hierarchy of human value. And we have to decide to jettison that belief and replace it with a sense of our interdependence and our sacred interconnectedness as a human family.
Dr. Gail Christopher is one of the speakers for TEDx Charlottesville event. Dr. Christopher, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Dr. Gail Christopher will speak at this Friday's TEDx Charlottesville. You can learn more at WMRA.org and on the WMRA app. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday.